Shots fired at Border Patrol in Chicago after officials lie about daycare abduction. By Bob Price on November 8, 2025. Shots rang out in broad daylight Friday as a black Jeep driver opened fire on Border Patrol agents near 26th and Kedzie in Chicago. Agitators hurled bricks and paint cans at federal vehicles while the shooter fled the scene. The attack comes just days after Chicago and Illinois officials falsely claimed agents stormed a daycare, an outright lie debunked by surveillance footage. As violence against law enforcement surges, Democrat leaders continue to gaslight the public and shield lawlessness. The shooter remains at large. Department of Homeland Security officials announced an investigation into an incident in Chicago near 26th Street and Kedzie Avenue. While Border Patrol agents were carrying out a targeted enforcement operation, an unknown male driving a black Jeep fired shots at agents and fled the scene. Today, U.S. Border Patrol was conducting immigration enforcement operations near 26th Street and Kedzie Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, when an unknown male driving a black Jeep fired shots at agents and fled the scene. An unknown number of agitators also threw a paint can at Homeland Security. At DHSCOF, November 8, 2025. Officials say bystanders threw a paint can and bricks at patrol vehicles to keep them from pursuing the shooter. The shooter remains at large on Saturday. Commander Op at Large Gregory K. Bovina posted, "Agents shot at, vehicular assaults, physical assaults, impeding, violent mobs, vehicular blockades, illegal aliens. This was what agents were up against for hours today as they once again successfully conducted Title VIII immigration enforcement in Chicago. More to come. Agents shot at, vehicular assaults, physical assaults, impeding, violent mobs, vehicular blockades, illegal aliens. This was what agents were up against for hours today as they once again successfully conducted Title VIII immigration enforcement in Chicago. More to come." Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 8, 2025. Photos captured by Chicago Tribune photojournalist Armando I. Sanchez show the continuing violence in the Little Village area of Chicago, including what appears to be a masked agent pointing his service weapon in self-defense. Photos from today in Little Village document an ongoing pattern of confrontations between Border Patrol and community members in Chicago, with children repeatedly caught in the crossfire. Read this story, pic.twitter.com/lm0dyked1l. Lauren Rodriguez Presa, at Lauren_N_Rod, November 8, 2025. The attack on Border Patrol agents working in Chicago under Operation Midway Blitz comes days after Illinois and Chicago officials spread lies about an incident where a criminal alien from Colombia was arrested in a daycare center after fleeing from agents. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials said U.S. Representative Mike Quigley, DEAL, deliberately misrepresented the facts surrounding the arrest of a Colombian illegal alien arrested at a Chicago-area preschool, Breitbart, Texas, reported on Wednesday. The illegal alien and her male friend driver fled from ICE officers and ran into the daycare. "Congressman, you are deliberately misrepresenting the facts. ICE law enforcement did not target a daycare and were only at this location because the female illegal alien fled inside. Here is the real story. Officers attempted to conduct a targeted traffic stop of this female." Homeland Security, at DHSCOF, November 5, 2025. Rep. Quigley falsely claimed that ICE took a preschool teacher without a warrant in front of children at a daycare center in his Cook County district. ICE officials responded, calling out Quigley for deliberately spreading false information about the arrest. It turns out the woman was an illegal alien from Colombia who had been given a work permit by the Biden administration in 2023, Fox News' Bill Melligan reported. During a press conference on Wednesday, Quigley told reporters that ICE agents followed the teacher into the school without a warrant and abducted her in front of her students. Chicago Alderman Matt Martin piled on, adding more lies about the arrest. He claimed that ICE agents stormed a daycare and endangered children. DHS officials rebutted the false claim, saying agents were conducting a targeted traffic stop, and the suspect, Diana Patricia Santayana Galeano, fled into the daycare, creating the risk herself. Officials later identified the woman as Diana Patricia Santayana Galeano. Under the rules of her temporary work authorization granted in June 2023 by the Biden administration, she was prohibited from committing certain crimes against the United States. One of those crimes is engaging in human trafficking. DHS officials report that on October 19, the Colombian illegal alien paid cartel connected human smugglers to bring her two children across the border into El Paso, Texas. The children, aged 16 and 17, were apprehended as unaccompanied alien children and transferred to the Chicago area shelter. DHS emphasized that facilitating human smuggling is a crime, and this conduct adds to the legal jeopardy Santayana Galeano faces. DHS officials offered the following fact check regarding the false claims in this indecent. ICE law enforcement did not target a daycare. Officers attempted to conduct a targeted traffic stop of this female illegal alien from Colombia. Officers attempted to pull over this vehicle, which was registered to a female illegal alien, with sirens and emergency lights, but the male driver refused to pull the vehicle over. Law enforcement pursued the vehicle before the assailant sped into a shopping plaza where he and the female passenger fled the vehicle. They ran into a daycare and attempted to barricade themselves inside the daycare, recklessly endangering the children inside. The illegal alien female was arrested inside a vestibule, not in the school, said Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. Upon arrest, she lied about her identity. The vehicle is registered in her name, though she claims that she didn't know the man who was driving her car and just picked him up from a bus stop. Facts including criminality and information on the male assailant are forthcoming, and we will update the public with more information as soon as it becomes available. False claim: DHS law enforcement targeted a school or daycare center in Chicago. The facts: ICE targeted an illegal alien, Diana Patricia Santayana Galeano, from Colombia, and attempted to pull her vehicle over as it was being driven by another individual and Galeano was in the passenger seat. The driver ignored law enforcement emergency lights and sirens, and both of the illegal aliens fled the vehicle, attempting to barricade themselves inside of the daycare center. False claim: ICE made an arrest inside a daycare center in Chicago. The facts: the male passenger barricaded himself inside the daycare center, recklessly endangering the children inside. However, Galeano could not enter through the second set of locked doors. False claim: ICE arrested the illegal alien in front of children. The facts: ICE did not arrest her in front of children. False claim: ICE is not going after the worst of the worst. The facts: President Trump and Secretary Noem are restoring the rule of law in the U.S. and directing ICE to target criminal illegal aliens. More than 70% of all ICE arrests are of aliens with pending charges and convictions in the U.S. False claim: Diana Patricia Santayana Galeano was in the country legally with employment authorization. The facts: work authorization does not confer any type of legal status to be in the U.S. The illegal alien's work authorization was approved by the Biden administration, which exploited this loophole to help facilitate the invasion of our country. Actions by the residents and imported agitators in the Chicago area continue to escalate. On Friday, Border Patrol agents were forced to point a service rifle at a woman in a Jeep Cherokee with small children on board after she nearly rammed her SUV into agents. The agents retrained from firing into the vehicle. Video thread: Border Patrol agents were followed by activists through the suburbs of Chicago on Friday as they continued their Operation Midway Blitz deportation effort. Tensions escalated in Park City to the point of an agent pointing a weapon into the car of a protester with pic.twitter.com/eeluk.bqi. Ford Fisher, at Ford Fisher, November 8, 2025. ICE raid turns into street war in Chicago. These so-called activists in Chicago's Little Village decided that throwing bricks, paint cans, and whatever junk they could grab was the perfect way to resist a routine ICE raid. Like, who needs laws when you've got a mob? pic.twitter.com/me/snonipcc. Mario Nalfal, at Mario Nalfal, November 9, 2025. Breitbart, Texas spoke with an ICE official in Houston who just returned from a temporary assignment to Operation Midway Blitz. He said people fleeing from agents, assaulting them with vehicles, threatening them with violence, and interfering with their duties is a daily occurrence. He said nearly every arrest in Chicago results in violent resistance due to the rhetoric of the Democrat leadership in the state and city. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.